Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Authorities say the man charged with attacking a group in Boulder, Colorado yesterday had planned to do it for a year.
He said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets. And he would go back and do it again.
Acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruhl says Mohammed Salomon targeted what he called a Zionist group.
He said that he had previously tried to purchase a firearm, but resorted to the Molotov cocktails when he could not purchase a gun because he was not a legal citizen.
12 people were injured as they gathered to bring attention to the hostages in Gaza. Salomon was charged with a federal hate crime.
We fully intend to hold Mr. Salomon accountable for his actions. And these charges are the first step.
The attack comes after the murder in Washington of two Israel embassy workers. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
There is a heightened police presence in large cities and have been really since that attack 2 weeks ago.
His bond has been set at $10 million. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. On Sunday, a 28-year-old man died in a one-vehicle crash in Taylor County. A little after 6 a.m. on June 1st, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call reporting the crash on Gibson Drive in the town of Little Black. Responders found a black Dodge Ram 150 pickup truck upside down in the east ditch of Gibson Drive. It had extensive damage to all areas. They found 28-year-old Eric James Doberstein of Withy nearby outside of the vehicle. He was deceased due to his injuries. The preliminary investigation found the pickup was traveling northbound on Gibson Drive when it veered into the east ditch at a high rate of speed, struck a driveway embankment, and became airborne. The truck landed in a field, rolled over, and came to rest on its roof. It appears that speed and alcohol were factors contributing to the crash. You might hear and maybe see an increase in military aircraft flying overhead during the next 2 weeks. The 2025 Sentry North exercise is taking place over central Wisconsin, June 2nd through the 15th. F-35s, F-16s, and other military aircraft are scheduled to train between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. every day. If the planes are flying over 30,000 feet, they are authorized to reach supersonic speeds. So if you hear a loud boom and your house shakes, they may have just passed over your area. This training exercise will happen over most of central Wisconsin, including Adams, Juneau, Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. You can find more local news coverage and sign up for our weekly newsletter at WFHR.com. You can also follow us on our Facebook pages. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich, hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander Ranger Suarez in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so. You don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a little hazy, and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few showers and thunderstorms, highs to the mid-70s. On Wednesday, early clouds, then some clearing, high near 75.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, Jim Santel joins me. We go deep on the conservatives writing in opposition to Donald Trump's tariff terror.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
That's me. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, happy Monday, everybody. I am so glad the weekend is over, and it is finally Monday. So I have a place to go and a place to be and stuff to talk about. I don't really talk about anything that exciting over the weekend other than the weather and what to do, what movie to see, what to eat. But tonight, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we get to get together as a group and talk about movies and TV and comedy and music, and we're going to do it all tonight. And bar soap, that's on the agenda. Conrad, did you get your order in for Sydney Sweeney Bliss? Bathful Bliss?
Yeah, they actually had a little deal. You buy 30, okay. You get it a little cheaper. So I pre-ordered.
How much?
I bought a 30-pack.
A 30-pack? How long will that last you? About a week and a half?
A week. Who knows? I'm going to take a lot of baths.
It's all good stuff. You know who's going to have to take a lot of baths? Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
If this soap sells, she's going to be in the tub round the clock.
She's going to say, see you to acting, and just become full-time soap salesman.
A mogul. She's going to become a soap mogul. And I think that's great stuff. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of stuff tonight, folks. Got a great show for you tonight, and great to have you here. If you're watching on the stream, Conrad, how can they watch the radio?
Yeah, if you want to go to Facebook and go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WGBW or WISS. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter or X, WGBW or Civic Media. And you can give us a like.
Give us a like. Give us a follow. I think it's our friend Todd Allbaugh that coined the phrase. And Aaron Zalmers is here tonight helping out. Aaron, tip of the hat. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to be here temporarily behind the scenes at Nightlight.
Yeah, I always appreciate... Zalmers is great because he's always here when I come down to do the show in Madison. He gets me set up, or Chris Casper. But tip of my hat to everybody, Corey, Aaron, Zalmers, Casper, Sage, everybody here that helps out and lets me do my show here when I have to be in town for other stuff or Civic Media stuff or PBS. It's great to we are coming live from Madison tonight, folks. That's where we're at, overlooking beautiful State Street on a gorgeous night in Madison. Aaron, what do you think it is, like 80 out? It's hot.
Is it? I haven't been outside since earlier. It wasn't as hot earlier.
Yeah, it's, it's probably cooled off a little bit now, but it's so crazy. This is so Wisconsin.
83.
Right now?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Hey, Conrad, let's get a temperature check.
You know, it's pretty nice here in Green Bay. You know, I look outside and the sun's shining. So you don't need a temperature, actually. You just go by how the sun looks.
You just
looks,
don't have one at the ready, and you're mailing it in on your five-day forecast. That's all right.
82 in Green Bay is what it says.
82 in Green Bay, so they're 1 degree warmer. But, Conrad, you got the shorts on and the short sleeves. You're looking good, bud.
Oh, I actually don't got any shorts on.
It's another pantless night for Conrad when Pete's out of the studio doing the show for Madison. Zalmers is nice enough to wear pants when I'm here, so I appreciate that, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Well, see, he's wearing it because you're gone. I'm wearing it because you're here.
Exactly.
It's, yeah.
But, you know, you've been here all day. So Conrad, like, he goes in, and I think from, like, 2 o'clock on, you're, like, the only guy there, Conrad. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Place clears out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, Eliza's been here, you know, to the later of night. So I get to take my pants off a little later during the day.
Okay. It's a really creepy conversation. This is almost as creepy as Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap. But anyway, it's great to have you folks here. If you're listening on the app, which you should have, or the radio, we hope to hear from you throughout the show. Phone lines are open. Text line is open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Lots to talk about. Lots for you guys to weigh in on tonight. We'll get to the question of the night in just a moment. But right now, I have to tell you guys about a really cool civic media contest. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And it, like a lot of our contests here, it's kind of the same. You have to have the app to play. You'll get a keyword. You text the keyword in right after you get it, and you're eligible for prizes every hour. And then if you enter in that hour, you're eligible for a grand prize too. So listen to your chance for our statewide Text to Win contest. It's called Scotty Summer, as I mentioned, and it goes through June 13th. It starts today officially. So there's no more chances to win today, but tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., if you text in the keyword, you'll have a chance to win $100 cash or Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets each hour. How cool is that? That's a lot of tickets and a lot of cash. Can you win twice in one day? Either one of you guys know that?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Either way, each hourly entry qualifies you for one of 2 grand prize trips, and these are fantastic trips. One is to Door County, and the other is to Baraboo. Both beautiful spots in our state here, and we're giving you gas money. So if you got a Hummer or a Cybertruck or a Honda Accord, whatever, the gas is covered, folks. Compliments of Civic Media. You have 4 daily chances to win. Enter now through Friday, June 13th. Good luck, everybody. That's a great contest. So let's get to, we've got great guests tonight. I'm very excited because I have 2 in-studio guests. And the first one is a guy named Austin Galante. He'll be here at 6:35. And he has a movie called Sanguine. Oh, I have to pull this up because it's a crazy title. I love this title. And I'll pull that up. But at 7:20, my buddy Ben Reiser will be here. Ben programs at UW Cinematech. And he's a great guy to talk movies with. In fact, this will be fun. Conrad, have you seen Sinners yet?
I still need to see it. I might I might just be waiting until it's out on the stream.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that. But what about you, Aaron? Have you seen
Sinners? Despite my best efforts, not yet.
Okay.
I've wanted to, and every time I've been trying to make plans with a friend to go see it, it's fallen through. I should just go by myself.
You know what? It's a pretty good movie. I highly recommend it. And speaking of vampire movies, my first guest, Austin Galante, will be here in studio. He's a Madison guy, Madison filmmaker, very prolific. He's produced music videos, too. He's worked with Snoop Dogg. And he's got a new film coming out in like a week. It's called, I had to pull this up because it's a complicated title, Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. And it is a comedy horror. 4 vampires set out on a road trip to a cabin in the woods. What could go wrong? So I'm excited to see the film. The trailer looks great. And Austin is coming down here to talk about his film and his process and all that kind of fun stuff in person. It'll be good to meet Austin. And then Ben Reiser, as I mentioned, he programs UW Cinematech, which is right here on the UW campus. Folks, if you have not taken advantage of this really cool chance to see free classic movies right on campus here in Madison, I highly recommend you check out UW Cinematech. It's right at Vilas Hall. Like I said, it's free and it's a great program. Ben also works for the Wisconsin Film Festival, and he did not like Sinners. And I cannot wait to talk. One of the reasons I like having Ben on is because he just doesn't care. He will form his own opinion. He's not influenced. I don't think I'm influenced, but maybe I am a little bit. I liked Sinners. Was I influenced by the insane reviews and critics' reviews and audience reviews? Maybe. But I really liked it. And Ben did not. So we'll talk about that. That'll be fun at 7:20. And I think right now, Conrad, we should get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite game show of all time? It is National Game Show Day, folks. National Game Show Day. So what is your favorite game show of all time? Please text in and let me know, and I will read your text on the radio. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I think I have to go, and I'm mad. I had a three-hour drive today, Conrad. I was going to ask you to pull that clip. There's some guy on, I think it was Wheel of Fortune. It's all over Instagram. You guys might have seen it, but he's like, something like his answer was like, fax me a sausage plate or something like that. It was like the worst guess ever. None of it made sense. So maybe we can find that for tomorrow because it's a really funny blooper, if you will. But I think I'm going to say Wheel of Fortune because I feel like I like Jeopardy. I liked Price is Right. I liked Joker's Wild from the 80s. But I feel like Wheel of Fortune is something I could compete. I feel like if I went on Jeopardy, the pressure would be on and I would come across as a dunce. And I wouldn't want to present myself that way. So I'm going to say Wheel of Fortune. What do you guys think?
I mean,
favorite game show?
Wheel of Fortune's, you know, I don't know, maybe not my cup of tea. I kind of just get bored when I watch it.
Okay.
I'd say my favorite is Legends of the Hidden Tomb, which is a Nickelodeon game show
classic
that I watched when I was, you know, young. And it's like an obstacle course they have to get through to lift like the spirits or the curse.
Wow.
That, yeah. But it was a Nickelodeon game show. So I mean, when I was younger, I watched it. Yeah, it was a fun show.
Did you watch Double Dare when that was on?
I don't think I watched that one, though.
Our buddy Mike Schmidt, who's been on the show before, hates that game show because it's the one where kids roll around in food and have food fights. He says, this show should just be called Screw You Somalia. Like, we're just having food fights on TV. That was horrible. What about you, Aaron? You got a favorite game show?
My favorite game show, I think, has got to be Game Changer, which is not on TV. It's on Dropout, which used to be called College Humor.
I've heard of that.
It's basically what's called Game Changer because they change the game every time. And a lot of the time, they'll give them a question or an activity, but not actually tell them the rules.
Okay.
And it's a lot of comedians trying to figure out what the hell they're supposed to do.
Okay.
And it's very funny.
I like that. But let us know what yours is, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite game show? That is our Nightlight question of the night. As I mentioned, filmmaker, Madison-based filmmaker Austin Galante will be here at 6:35, and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser, and he is a big-time movie fan. We will inevitably butt heads about a couple films we've seen, which will be fun. I got to tell you, you know, Conrad, I've told you about this game we play in my neighborhood called soccer golf, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this started during COVID. We kick a ball to a tree, and everybody's got their own ball. It was kind of a COVID-friendly game, and it's become this thing in our neighborhood. Well, the other day, we carved out a new 9 holes, and we're playing the new course, which takes us down to the water. It's beautiful. Masters eat your heart out. And these two deer run across the road, and a mom deer accidentally kicks or bumps the baby deer. And the baby deer is laying there in the middle of the road. I have a picture of this. We'll post this in the stream after the break. But behind my daughter's soccer ball is this deer. And I swear to God, it was maybe 10 inches tall, if that. It was a baby. And she walked over and took her ball away. And we left the deer there. And after about 2 minutes, it got up and it just scrambled and took off. But it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Possibly the cutest thing I've ever seen, too. Even cuter than my own kids' births. I'm putting this baby deer ahead of that.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are more majestic to me, but this baby deer was adorable. It was gorgeous. So, all right. So our question is, what's your favorite game show of all time? Do you folks have thoughts on the Sydney Sweeney bath soap? Bath time bliss. Order now while supplies are limited.
You can get a 30-pack.
I know a lot of people aren't buying it for cleanliness purposes, but whatever. Whatever, you know. She thinks it's a way to connect with her fans. A lot more intimate than an autograph, though. All right, we're coming back. We're going to read your texts. And what do we do? It's Dana Carvey's birthday. Maybe we'll play a funny Dana Carvey clip.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. I come back to the place you are. All my instincts, they return.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Morning.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, and welcome in to tonight's broadcast. It's going to be a good one. It's a beautiful night here in Mequon, Wisconsin, the home of the Lakeshore Chinooks, as the Rafters are here for the second game of a back-to-back, having lost a heartbreaker yesterday afternoon, a walk-off win for the Chinooks. And, well, the Rafters hope to avoid two straight losses for the third time this season, and it would be a big one to be able to get their first road win of the year. Last game yesterday afternoon, the Rafters nearly won after coming back down three runs in the eighth inning, but it was Brody Rasmussen who hit one of Lakeshore's two home runs after Anthony Mateo's 5-2-run innings for the Rafters. Well, today it's going to be Brennan Cohen who takes the mound. He's going up against Bobby Parabzak, who's going to be back for his second game of the season, his second start. Cohen is pitching in his third game this year. We'll go a little more in depth in a second, but the Rafters hoping to take on and win against the Chinooks today, as yesterday was proof that these two teams are very evenly matched, although unfortunately they are sitting both at the bottom of the Great Lakes West right now, where we take a look at the standings. Green Bay leads at 5-2 in first place in the West. Madison sits behind them at 3-2, with Wausau also there at 4-3. But the winning record percentage goes to Madison after having a couple of games postponed, as Fond du Lac now sitting at 3-3 in the season. They are currently in fourth place in the West. And Wisconsin Rapids still in fifth place at 2-5, with Lakeshore right behind them, though. Lakeshore a chance to move back up in the standings and split that record at 2-5. Well, it would be 2-6 if Lakeshore gets the win. The Rafters could drop to 2-6 with a loss here. But, of course, the Rafters hoping to continue their rise in the standings. A win today and a loss from Fond du Lac would make them just half a game apart for the series back-to-back at home tomorrow, when the Rafters take on the Dock Spiders for two games. Taking a look further at today's matchup, we're going to go ahead and give you a breakdown of the starting lineup and the starting pitching matchup before we bring you over to our pregame interview. And our guest today is going to be the new assistant coach for the Rafters. It's Manny Silva, who made it in last night, and he was able to talk to me a little bit earlier today, and I'll share that interview with you here on WFHR in just a little second. But before we get to that, let's break down the starting lineups. First off, for the hosting Lakeshore Chinooks, they're going to be led off by David Hogg, who's manning shortstop. Brody Rasmussen, who hit that big walk-off home run yesterday, he's in center field and batting second. Drew Reynolds bats third and is the designated hitter. Nate Gray bats cleanup. He's the first baseman, batting fourth. Tyler Priest is at third base, batting fifth. Batting sixth, it's Owen DeShazo. He's in left field. Batting seventh, it's Dylan Sales, who's in right field. Jack Cleveno is behind the plate, batting eighth. And Esteban Garcia is at second base today. He closes out the lineup, batting ninth. Bobby Parabzak on the mound for the Chinooks. He comes from San Diego City College, where he pitched in 2023 and in 2024. In 2024, he had a 3.79 ERA over 95 innings. The year before, it was even better. 2.62 ERA in 89 innings at the JUCO level, and he really proved himself there. So excited to see how he performs here, as he has already seen action in one game, and in that one game of action, he allowed a couple of runs in a couple of innings. It was four runs over four innings of action for him and hoping to kind of bring it down just a little bit more. Paravzak, he allowed five hits but walked just one batter, so he showed good location in that game for the Chinooks. As for the Rafters, their lineup led out by Mason Onati, the second baseman today. Royce Clayton Jr. is batting second in center field. Ashton Zacher is going to be at first base for the first time this season. He's batting third. Jack Guerrero getting a day off from playing the field. He's the designated hitter. Hiroto Kobayashi is in left field, batting fifth. Chris Diaz, who's been hot to start off his Rafters career, is in right field. He's batting sixth. Batting seventh, though, Luke Skinner at third base. Nick Adrian is behind the plate. He bats eighth. And J.J. Garcia bats ninth at shortstop. The Rafters starting pitcher, Brennan Cohen, who I mentioned, he's gotten into a little bit of action this season. He's got two appearances, both out of the bullpen, and he's been pretty good in those. Just two runs allowed over five innings of action. He's got one of the better ERAs on the team and looking to keep that up in his first start of the season today. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. And when we come back, we've got that interview with new assistant coach Manny Silva. That comes up next here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me today, it's the new pitching coach, one of the assistant coaches, I should say, not the pitching coach, as well, he'll be coming in shortly, but let's introduce him. It's Manny Silva. Thanks for joining us on the show today. How's it been going for you?
Pretty good, you know, just a little tired from flying in and everything, but other than that, I mean, we're here for baseball, and that's pretty much it. Let's get to work.
So you flew in this morning. What was the where was the flight from, and how did that go for you?
Yeah, so coming out of South Georgia, just coming off a state championship with the team I was coaching at, Citizens Christian Academy. Shout out to those guys, and you know, just looking to try to repeat that this summer, and you know, see what we can do with the Rafters this summer.
State championship. How was that season for you?
It was great. You know, these guys worked so hard for this, especially coming off of last year, coming up short in the Elite Eight. Didn't get what they needed, and you know, everything came our way, and you know, we finished a job this year, so excited for that.
Well, when I had introduced you, I said pitching coach, because you're going to be working with the pitchers a lot here, but also working hand-in-hand with Mike Spears once he gets on the staff. But it's been about a week into the season, and here you're joining us for the first time. What have you kind of seen? You told me earlier you were watching the games and keeping up with the team. What have you kind of seen through the first week?
Yeah, you see a lot of potential with these guys, and just like anything, it's super early. You can't really say anything just with baseball in general. So it's going to be really exciting to see, especially with Coach Mike coming in as well. So once we have everybody on board, you know, grab an oar and let's go.
Grab an oar indeed. Well, what do you bring to the team here? Obviously, not a lot of fans are going to know you right now. I want to go ahead and give me a breakdown of, you know, who you are and how you got here.
Yeah, so, you know, huge shout out to Coach Zig. You know, got the chance to meet him and, you know, compete against him back in Indie Ball in Oregon. And so he was always a good guy to me, and I was always just open to talk with him, and he was just a great guy overall. And, you know, we ended up getting in touch. I was playing ball in Australia, and I talked with him, and he was like, hey, you want to – I was like, hey, you're looking for an assistant coach. He had made a post, and so from there, just kind of went into it, and here we are.
So meeting in Indie Ball, it seems like Indie Ball a common place for a lot of the coaching staff here. How was that experience for you?
It's been awesome. You just see so much baseball. You see guys from all different levels. I've been lucky enough to, in 2022, I think, it was around that time, I got to face Brandon Phillips down in West Palm Beach. So that was a crazy experience. I got him out, by the way, but it was the most intense at-bat I've ever had in my entire life up to this point in my career.
Well, you said up to this point in your career, you go back. I mean, how long have you been playing for? And along with that, what is your favorite moment so far in baseball?
I'd say I got to go with the most recent thing with, you know, winning the state championship with these guys. It was something just really cool to see these guys from a coaching perspective. You see all this work that these players put in, and just to see everything come together and everything to come out, it's awesome.
And coaching-wise, what are you looking for out of these guys? Do you think you're going to be looking at, you know, obviously you mentioned earlier to me, TrackMan data, and, you know, the advanced statistics are always important. Is there anything in specific that you're telling guys every single time, the first time you see them?
I'd say probably one of the main things is just how grounded they are in the moment with, you know, the opportunities that they're getting today, and not too focused on what's going on ahead of them or what happened before. Just being as grounded as possible and just, you know, being in the moment and doing everything they can at that point.
Yeah, and whenever you look back at your experience playing and you compare it to what you bring as a coach, what have you noticed is the biggest correlation between as a player and as a coach that you've been able to kind of use?
Yeah, so going back to being grounded, especially with playing, you're so focused on where you are and where you're trying to go, and that can kind of consume your mind. And baseball in itself is such a mental game. Everyone already, they're going to be physically good. So the hardest part with, you know, you see guys of all different levels, the guys that have the most success is how they're able to maintain their mental fortitude and just stay within themselves and get after it every day mentally.
Well, looking forward to the first game today.
Yes, sir. Go Rafters.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for you. Anything else you want to add real quick?
No, I mean, we're ready to go. That's what we're here for. Ready, you know, coach these boys up and win some games.
All right, excited to see it, and hopefully we can see a win tonight. The game is coming up, first pitch in just a few moments. We'll be back after this, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And it's time for the start of the game between the Rafters and the Chinooks here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, your radio broadcaster, as we get ready to go. These two teams looking to get back on track. Lakeshore, they won their first game of the season yesterday. They're hoping to make it two in a row, but the Rafters hoping to avoid back-to-back losses again this season, as, well, they are sitting at 2-5 on the year. And a 71-degree sunny day outside, a little bit windy as we are sitting, of course, on the lakeshore as the flag in center field blowing from right to left right here in front of Lake Michigan. Beautiful day for baseball as these two squads are getting ready to go. The Rafters will be the first team to get to work. The starting lineup is getting announced for the Chinooks, and well, I gave you the starting lineups a little bit earlier, but looking a little bit more at the pitching matchup, Brennan Cohen on the mound for the Rafters. He's been one of those guys that's been able to locate his pitches, and that's been a focus for the Rafters these past couple of games after starting the season struggling a little bit. Yesterday, Anthony Mateo, he ended up going 5 innings of 2-run ball, and that's thanks in large part to only walking one batter over his 5 innings. Yeah, he allowed a couple of hits, 7 hits over those 5 innings. Not great, but he was able to limit the damage because he didn't give up the free passes. And that is huge for the Rafters. That's what Brennan Cohen's going to hope to do here. And on the season, he's done quite a good job at doing just that. He's allowed just 3 walks in his 5 innings of work, and a little bit more than Mateo's outing yesterday, but still done a good job at limiting it. His strikeout to walk ratio is 1.33, and he strikes out 7 batters per 9. So hoping to keep his strong start going. He's got a 3.6 ERA. And specifically, he has done pretty good in that first game against Green Bay. His last time out at Wausau, a little bit more of a struggle. He left the ball over the plate a bit too much, trying to focus in on finding the strike zone. He allowed 3 hits in his 1 inning, but only allowed the 1 run. And so he'll certainly take that. Looking at his opponent's splits this season, he's been pretty good against left-handed hitters. So we're going to be watching that matchup. Lefties going up against Brennan Cohen, because Cohen has limited them to just a 200 batting average and a .75 whip. He's been real good there. And, well, if he's able to limit the right-handers, then I think we're going to feel pretty good against as Brennan Cohen gets to work on the mound. So a little bit odd there, you know, the righty-righty matchups. Usually you expect him to be on top, but it's been the other way around this season. Very limited sample size, and he's going to see if he can keep that up. But leading off for the Rafters is going to be Mason Onati as we are ready to work. The Chinooks warming up on the field. They're throwing a ball around, and you can see their starting pitcher, Bobby Parabzak. He is working on the rubber right now. He's sending it home, getting a couple of those warm-up pitches in as we are at 6:38 p.m. right now, so a couple minutes after the 6:35 scheduled start time, but not too late, and glad that we get to give you a little bit more of an introduction to these players. The Rafters lineup, you look at Mason Onati, Royce Clayton Jr., and Ashton Zacher. Those are going to be the batters due up to start this inning, and a little bit of switching it around. And when I was talking with Ziggy earlier, he was excited about this. He says, man, we finally get to get some of these guys an off day, get them some rest here to be ready to go, because it has been a little bit of a hot and cold from the offense. You know, you look at the guys out there, and there have been some days where it feels like everyone's clicking, and then there are some days where it's, you know, first 3 innings they're clicking, and then past that point they're not. Getting the off days, Ziggy says, you know, he thinks this is going to be huge for the team. And today we're seeing a couple of off days for some of the key guys out here. They've got a few guys on the bench on the lineup card for one of the first times this season. And he was pretty happy about that. Some of the guys on the bench today, you're looking at Pat Costin. You're looking at Noah Ruiz getting an off day for the first time this season. Ruiz's. Costin did get an off day a little bit earlier, but Also, Drew Thompson going to be on the bench here after he's been worked into the lineup a few times. And just overall, it feels good. The guys got to spend the last night here in Milwaukee, staying at the Cambria in downtown Milwaukee, and able to get a check around. A bunch of the guys going over different places last night, and just got to take the day to rest and take in the environment. It was nice, relaxing, and now they get to get back to work here, and seems like we are ready to go as Mason Onati leads the Rafters off. He steps into the batter's box, the left-handed batter, and well, the wind blowing from right to left means that you're not going to be seeing left-handers get a hold of one too much. Those balls are really dying out towards right field. But I was talking to Onati about this earlier today, right during batting practice, and saying, you know, I'm not a power hitter. I'm just a guy that wants to get on base. As the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. First pitch at 6:40 p.m. So we've got a 1-0 count to the left-handed batter as that pitch is a little low for ball number two. A 2-0 count. The Rafters wearing their cranberry red jerseys with the charcoal black pants. Very clean look. I love this uniform as that one misses outside. It's a 3-0 count to Onati trying to get on base for a leadoff base runner for the Rafters. The Chinooks, they're wearing a green jersey, a grass green jersey with yellow lettering, as that one's in there for strike number one. 3-1 the count. They've got their pure white pants as well with the black caps on, as the 3-1 misses low and inside for ball number four, and Onati will take his base to lead the Rafters off. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't need to get hits, just wants to get on base. And he proves his ability right there. Him and Chris Diaz joined the team just a couple of days ago. Their first game was the second of the doubleheader on Saturday. They weren't eligible to play in the first because they weren't on the active roster officially. But the second one, they were. Royce Clayton Jr. at the plate, right-handed batter. First pitch to him is in there on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count. The guy on the mound, Perubzik, he is a left-handed pitcher. Hoping to get something rolling along here and gets that one on the lower inside edge for strike number two. Clayton, as he stepped back out of the batter's box, kind of shook his head and thought, not sure about that one. 0-2 count, runner on first base, nobody out here in the top of the first inning. 0-2 is a swing and a miss from Clayton, and that one was above the strike zone. Not happy with his swing there, and he'll go down on strikes for out number one here in the first inning. One away, runner on first base, tied at zero as Ashton Zacher steps into the batter's box. He points to the sky, flips the bat, now adjusts his batting gloves. The left-handed batter playing first base today. Hoping to get things rolling along for the Rafters. Onati over on first. He gets a pickoff attempt his way, but he's back in plenty of time. Doesn't even need to slide back. Steps on the bag, says, I'm good. Onati, a very speedy runner. He stole a key base earlier, and he's taking off now. First to second, and the throw down. He is sliding in head first under it. He's safe with a stolen base. So Mason Onati putting himself into scoring position with one out here in the first inning. Nice swipe from Onati is... That's now his second stolen base as a Rafter this season. Of course, he is one of the returners for the Rafters, having played here last year. 52 games from him. Zacher watches this pitch miss away, and it's a 2-0 count after the pitch on the stolen base was also called a ball. So 2-0 to Zacher, the man from the College of Southern Nevada. 2-0 in the lefty-lefty count. This one misses high for ball number three. Zacher in danger of walking on base. Would represent the second base runner of the game for the Rafters. And, well, for the Chinooks, they really struggled yesterday defensively. 3-0 is a off-speed that drops in there for strike number one. 3-1 the count. And they had 7 errors in one game and still managed to get a win there. You're not going to see that all too often. 3-1 count is in there, called strike number two. Zacher was ready to walk on down to first base. He almost let go of the bat, but didn't quite do it before the call was made by the home plate umpire. So now he steps back in, that left foot all the way at the back of the batter's box. Lefty-lefty matchup. Parabzak looks back to second, now fires. This one is fouled away by Zacher. So he stays alive at the plate on the 3-2 count. And always tough when you can visibly see a guy ready to walk down to first base on a call, and it's called a strike. That always messes with the mental state of these batters. But Zacher able to fight one off. He's hoping to stay in this plate appearance. 3-2. Here comes the pitch. And this time it's high and inside for ball number four. And a great job from Zacher to stay calm and work his way over to first base. Rafters have a runner on first and second with one out in the top of the first. Brings up the left-handed hitter, Jack Guerrero, with a chance to send a runner home and give the Rafters an early lead. Yesterday, the Rafters scored two runs in the top of the first inning. They had taken that early lead. They led 3-1 early in it. As this pitch is going to miss inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count to Guerrero. Then a second run came across against Anthony Mateo before the relievers came in as a breaking curveball that drops right into the zone. That had a ton of vertical movement on it. So it brings the count to 1-1 against Guerrero. After the Rafters led 3-2, unfortunately a three-run home run off of Alejandro Morales. So here's a swing and a miss from Guerrero to make it a 1-2 count. Still runners on first and second with one away. But after that three-run home run yesterday, it was 5-3, make it 6-3 after another run came across. This one high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. That run on the line of Cannon Restine. Eighth inning comes around, Rafters down 6-3 in a four spot in the frame. The Rafters keep batting. And here comes Onati. He's taking off. Double steal, and the pitch is high for ball number three. Both runners safely to the next base. So Mason Onati moves over to third. Ashton Zacher to second. He was a lot later on that takeoff, but he gets there. So the Rafters get runners on second and third. The 3-2, this one's hit into center field. Running up is the center fielder. He'll catch it on the run. Advancing from third and scoring is the leadoff man, Mason Onati, and the Rafters lead 1-0 in the first inning. Sacrifice fly from Jack Guerrero, and it's 1-0 in the top of the first. Ashton Zacher stayed on second base, though, so no movement from him on Guerrero's sacrifice fly, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi, the right-handed batter, with a runner on second and two away. This one is fouled straight back and over the netting and now bounces back onto the field of play after it hit the roof. So one of the men from the Lakeshore dugout run over and grab the ball, and now seems like we're ready to go. An 0-1 count to Kobayashi, who's in left field today. And he really struggled yesterday, 0-5 on the game. First time he didn't get on bases. He checks his swing, but it hits the bat. It's to the right side of the infield, picked up by the first baseman, flips it to the pitcher for out number three. 3-1 in the books, and that does it for the first inning. But the Rafters do manage one run on the sacrifice fly from Jack Guerrero. One run on no hits. There's no errors, and there is one man left on base. It's 1-0 Rafters into the middle of the first. We'll step aside here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So the Rafters take the lead early. It's 1-0 as we enter the bottom of the first inning. And this is the first look that we'll get of Brennan Cohen to start the game off. This is the first time that he's appeared earlier than the fifth inning. He came in the fifth inning earlier in the season opener. He went from the fifth through the eighth innings. And then in his last appearance, he only appeared in the eighth inning and allowed the one run there. That eighth inning, it's gotten to him. It's the only inning that he's allowed a run in. Both of his runs having come in that frame. First pitch here to David Hogg is low for ball number one. And Hogg, the leadoff man, the right-handed hitter, going up against the righty pitcher. First one was low, so 1-0 the count. Nobody on, nobody out. The leadoff man up to the plate. And this one is fouled straight back and above the netting to bring it 1-1. And Cohen... Well, I talked to him as one of the first pregame interview guests. Back for the second game of the season, 1-1 count. This one's hit into left field. That gets on down for a hit. So leadoff man aboard, David Hogg over to first base. And, well, the Chinooks trying to get rolling along. And it brings up, it's Brody Rasmussen who, I mean, he had an incredible game yesterday. For the home team, he went 4-for-5 from the plate with 3 RBIs, including the walk-off 2-run shot in the bottom of the ninth. So not fond memories here in a righty-righty matchup. Man on first base, nobody out. This one is ripped into left field, down that left field line, and that one is going to bounce off the wall. So it'll be extra bases. Running into third base is the leadoff batter, and it's a no-out double from Brody Rasmussen. He stays hot, his fifth hit in the last 2 days. And it sends David Hogg over to third base. And it will bring up Drew Reynolds with a chance to do some real damage here. Back-to-back hits to lead off the game from the Chinooks. Drew Reynolds, he didn't appear in the game yesterday, but, well, he's batting third in the lineup for a reason. Left-handed batter going up against the righty pitcher. Reynolds batting 300 on the season. He's seen 10 at-bats. And the first pitch here is low, and it gets away. Adrian not able to find it, and now he gets to it, but a run has come across. And Rasmussen moves over to third base. So we are tied at 1 here in the bottom of the first. Not what the Rafters wanted to see on a wild pitch from Brennan Cohen. Brody Rasmussen on third now. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. And the 1-0 misses inside to Drew Reynolds to make it a 2-0 count. Reynolds the designated hitter today, so we won't see him in the field. He's going to try and do some more damage. A sacrifice would send home another runner and give them the lead, as here's a foul ball off the leg of Reynolds. And the Rafters, they head home tomorrow for a 5-game homestand at Witter Field. Yeah, some exciting Rafters baseball coming back to Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters trying to get back on track as this pitch misses low for ball number 3, a 3-1 count. On deck, Nate Gray. He'll be trying to do some more damage against Wisconsin Rapids. 3-1 is a swing and a foul ball back into Nick Adrian. Kind of hit off the upper quads section of his leg. Adrian's standing on the tiptoes when he's catching, and pretty symmetrical, but now he brings that right knee to the ground, and this one fouled off the foot of Reynolds. Once again, he'll stay at the plate, so a 7-pitch plate appearance is the next one will be coming home. And Adrian behind the plate, he kind of puts that right knee on the ground. He extends that left leg fully whenever a pitch is coming in and brings that glove up. Reynolds at the plate, left-handed batter. He's got the black helmet on with the white batting gloves. Of course, the white pants and the green jerseys as well. He moves that bat around a lot before the pitch, but once it comes in, he holds it steady as he watches that one miss outside for ball number 4, and Cohen issues a walk. That's 3 straight batters that have come aboard the base paths for the Chinooks, and Cohen's got to calm down here. That's a tough plate appearance. That's a good plate appearance from Drew Reynolds. He was waiting for his pitch, and he didn't see it. He fought off a couple of tough ones. Brings up Nate Gray with runners on the corner. Still nobody out. It's tied 1-1 in the bottom of the first. Early offense from both teams, and a chance for the right-hander, Nate Gray, to do damage. He goes over to shortstop. This one's picked up. 6-4, back to 3 for out number 2, and it is a double play, but a run does come home to score. Brody Rasmussen at the plate, and it's 2-1 Lakeshore here in the first inning. Officially, that doesn't go down as an RBI because it is a double play. That's an interesting scoring decision, as that is the way that baseball works. It's always weird. I love minute details like that. As the first pitch here to Tyler Preece is going to miss a little bit low for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. Preece, the right-handed batter, going up against the righty Cohen as a breaking ball drops in there for strike number 1, a 1-1 count. Preece playing third base today. Trying to make something happen as the 1-1 misses low and away for ball number 2. And Preece on the season batting .304. He's been one of the better batters for this Chinooks team. That pitch missing away again. It's a 3-1 count. Preece 7-for-23 all things told, and leads the team in runs scored with 7 times across the plate. 3-1 count is a swing and a miss from Preece. A great breaking ball from Cohen, and you could see Preece kind of just looked at himself after he swung at that one and kind of stayed put for a little bit. Said, man, can't believe I did that. He also leads the team in RBIs with 5. This time he takes the pitch low and away for ball number 4, and that's another walk from Brennan Cohen. Nobody on base, though, so doesn't change anything about that, except for the runner, of course, being aboard now. Owen DeShazzo stepping into the batter's box. The runner on first base, Tyler Preece. 2 outs, a 2-1 Chinooks lead in the bottom of the first. First pitch to DeShazzo, misses low for ball number 1. DeShazzo in left field today. Enters this game batting .286. He's only played in 3 games. Seen 7 at-bats. He's 2-for-7. One of those 2 hits was a home run, though, as this one is fouled down that third baseline and bounces up towards the Rafters bullpen area. One of those pitchers stepping out to grab it and pick it up. 2 hands. 1-1 count for Owen DeShazzo. DeShazzo, 4 RBIs on the season. He's been getting to work. Also drawn 2 walks and been hit by a pitch once. So on base percentage up there is the 1-1 count. Misses away for ball number 2. 2-1. Tyler Priest over on first base. He has 3 stolen bases on the season, so watch out for him. He hasn't been caught stealing yet. He leads the team in stolen bases with 3. This pitch high for ball number 3. It's a 3-1 count. And Cohen on the mound, you know, you get to talk to him a little bit, and me hanging out with the team, traveling with them. Get to see guys' demeanor, and he's one of the nicer guys out there, always pretty outgoing, as the 3-1 drops on the outside edge for strike number 2, and I always love my conversations with him. Like I said, one of the first guys that I talked to for our pregame interviews. And he was a fun guy. Obviously, he's got experience here in the Northwoods League, pitching for Kokomo last season. As this one is a little low for ball number 4, and that's the 3rd walk of the first inning from Brennan Cohen. And that matches his season total in walks. He had walked just 3 batters in 5 innings entering today. And now in just this first inning, he's walked.